Okay, this is Sachin Karnik with Vinny Kripalu and Chetna. This is an ongoing recording regarding the development of the Angel Wing website as well as the programs. So there's a couple of points that Vinny has already made regarding adding a link to, about volunteerism. We'll have to find the right word for that. Maybe that would be the word volunteer or with exclamation mark volunteerism or something like that. So we'll create that. The other point was to add a peer support page under psychotherapy, under development. It's not something that will be added at this time, but that'll be developed down the road, but we want to have that available. Also, we talked about having a second chance program, and the details of that are clear in my mind. So that's fine. I'll put some ideas in there about that. Then Vinny has also talked about health coaching. So he's going to explain that a little bit more right now. What exactly is in his mind regarding that right now? So Vinny, if you could just hold this, just speak in this area.
Health coaching in my mind would be your accountability partner. You know, this is somebody who would make sure or enable you to follow through with the master plan that has been set out for you. So this is somebody who will, you know, communicate with the patient on a regular basis, on an ongoing basis, regarding all of it, meaning the medical side, meaning the psychotherapy side, the nutrition side, and continuously monitor them maybe month after month, either through emails, FaceTiming, you know, or interactive sessions. So this could be it's almost like an accountability person who's looking at the overall person. It doesn't necessarily need to be a professional.
It could be whoever, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we could call it as accountability partner.
Whatever you want to call it.
That's sure. Just accountability partner.
Or
sounds
life
good
coach,
too.
Something like that.
But again, because if you use the word life coach, that has its own meaning
in the
field. So you're looking for a comprehensive tracking of some sort.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for, because you have that. And, you know, if you have a person, you know,
the point person to really
that's right.
track of that. Yeah. Well, okay, so on that basis, a couple of thoughts.
Yes.
First of all.
Yes.
The major obstacle in finding somebody like that, well, I mean, you could find people who want to do that. The thing is, you would have to pay them to do that.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to look at the financial structure for something like that, what the requirements would be, what their background should be like. That's one question. But assuming you have the funds and you have some kind of a vision of what this all looks like, you know, what their caseload would look like. This is a question. It is a great idea. In my mind, I was thinking that the psychotherapist would develop a comprehensive treatment plan that has all those pieces inside there. But the psychotherapist will not be able to keep track of everything that's going on
right.
in the long term. You know, so what you're talking about is an accountability partner, an individual, a health coach that really has a snapshot of all of these pieces that Angel Wing is offering. That's very good. And then the individual enrolled in a long-term program.
Yeah.
So maybe some kind of an accountability program needs to be developed.
Yes.
You know, that the person would enroll in, where all of these pieces are tracked in the long term, not just for 10 sessions of psychotherapy or 15 sessions of psychotherapy, but, you know, like for the next 5 years, 10 years, I mean, lifelong, longitudinal tracking.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So
it may not be a person who's giving you advice per se.
No, he's a person not going to give you advice.
Just keeping track of you, saying, you know, we're working on your on your weight.
Yes.
And last week that was your goal.
That's
where are you with this?
That's correct. Where are you with this? And now there can also be it would be the way I'm thinking. I'm just brainstorming
here.
Yeah,
of course.
Way I'm looking at this right now is that there could be a program, an accountability program. Let's just call it that for the sake of language. An accountability program that a person enrolls in. Maybe they enroll in it for free if you have the funds, or there's a minimal charge.
Yeah.
But once they enroll in the program, there are two components. One is an online component where they actually, you know, go input information on a regular basis. for these 7 or 8 dimensions. It's like my program with those 12 dimensional things, but that's a different matter. This is specifically regarding these 6 or 7 areas, you know, and it's really focused on restoration of health.
Yeah.
It's really more treatment oriented and then relapse prevention oriented, you know, so. Prevention of relapse back into health problems, prevention of relapse for mental health. So then the other component would be a person who is keeping a bird's eye view on what's going on with each patient. So let's say you've got an accountability partner or an accountability professional, paraprofessional, whoever, has 50 people that they're tracking.
No.
They are in touch with them on a regular basis, by phone call, by however. They can even meet with them to say, okay, this is what's going on here, this is what's going on here. You know, I'm seeing my therapist, I'm doing this, but I'm having some problems here. Maybe this can be done relatively easily just by phone or by Skype or just by the online track. If they need a much more detailed conversation, they can do that. So you would need to have an individual who, of course, who understands the vision, but who has this broader picture and can see its application in the life of each person that they're tracking.
Yeah.
And how well it is being applied by each person.
Yeah.
Right? This is correct.
Right.
Okay, good. So that would be, it would be like a sub-program. It would just be another thing that it's like a bird's eye view that really looks at all of the pieces together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, it is possible to have maybe 2 or 3 part-time people, you know, hired on a contractual basis to do this. We'll look at the logistics of it later on. It's also possible to have literally just 1 full-time person, depending if enough money is available, which it should be, depending on how you set the percentages, to eventually do this. You know, so I'm just thinking out loud here.
It's a non-profit.
It's a non-profit.
So this could pay, the 20% we get
could
pay for these kind of programs.
Yes, very much so. It can pay for those kinds of that program, because you would need to pay Denise Hampton or whoever to do the billing in that piece.
Yeah.
But this additional piece can be paid that way if you're going to give 80% to the therapist.
Yeah.
If you're going to give less than that, then you have a bigger margin of how much money is available. You have to look at the numbers when the time comes, right? Let me see what else is there about this. This is very good. Is there anything that you want to say about this? That's it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What other points do you want to make so far that we've discussed that we haven't made? I mean, we'll look at the website in just a second, but there was something else you wanted to say, wasn't there?
Volunteerism, health coaching, under that.
Is there anything else? Or we can.
Nothing that comes to mind. I mean.
Okay, then that's fine. Hold on 1 second. Let me. So, in my mind, there is a sense that the mind and the body are being healed. There's damage. Psychotherapy is about fixing mental, psychological damage. Physical medicine is about fixing physical damage. So we want to track the level of progress being made in the reestablishment of health. Actual progress, not just a conceptual good feel stuff, but like really what's going on. All right. So, okay. So,
no, I was mentioning, you know, you were speaking this afternoon about the importance of sleep.
Yes.
You know, so amongst the services, you know, that's another dimension which is worth touching on, right?
Right.
What are your thoughts? You know, I'm just saying, how do you, like, improving the quality of sleep in people? How does that, I mean, I suppose that's also nutrition and exercise and psychotherapy.
If you touch
everything,
then it would improve the quality of sleep.
Yeah, I suppose.
It would. Yes,
I suppose.
So, you know, that would be like that would be a module, an educational module. It would be an educational module, and it would also be on the prevention side.
Right.
You know, so because education and prevention will definitely go together, right?
Gotcha.
Okay, let me hit pause on this. This is good. This is very good.
Yeah.